Hi, I'm soprano Lynn Church, an instructor of voice in the Department of Theater at Interlochen Center for the Arts. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Kids Commute at Interlochen.
Good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of SATB Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We will check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Our friend, opera singer, Broadway singer, Interlochen voice instructor, Lynn Church is here. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Kate.
So Lynn and I have been decoding for you all week what is SATB. And today, Lynn, we are to the B. What does the B mean?
Well, so far, we've learned that S is soprano, A is alto, T is tenor, and B is bass. It's the low voice. It's the very lowest of the voices. Sometimes we call them baritones. Sometimes we call them bass. And that just depends on how high they're singing. But it's basically bass.
So it's the low voice.
And what are the, other than being low, what are the ideal characteristics of a bass voice?
Well, just like we had in the other voice types, especially when we're looking at choral music and opera and even musical theater, we want a nice, big, booming, resonant sound like that, right? That's got some what we call tallness and this sort of profound fullness, right? Actually, sometimes they call them basso profondo, right? So the basses will sit on the lowest part of the register of the staff. And as they go higher and higher and higher, usually there's some will drop off at a certain point. And if there's some basses that can go a little bit higher, not as high as a tenor, but a little bit higher, we call them baritones.
Voila. So a baritone is a stretchy bass.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of like Gumby.
Exactly. Now, speaking of Gumby, we have a fun piece for bass today. What is this piece of music you brought us?
Well, this is Les Poissons from Beauty and the Beast. And why did I choose this? Because it's so much fun. And the bass, you'll hear this low voice. But then he does something interesting where he goes up into something called falsetto. And he does like this, oh, hee, hee, hee. So it's going to give you the full range of what a bass can do.
Perfect. Here's Les Poissons.
Les poissons, how I love les poissons. Love to jump and to serve little fish. First I cut off their heads, then I pull out their bones. Ah mais oui, ça c'est toujours délish. Les poissons, hee hee hee. Oh, 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 with a cleaver, I hack them in two. I pull out what's inside, and I serve it up fried. God, I love little fishes, don't you? Here's something for tempting the palate, prepared in the classic technique. First you pound the fish flat with a mallet, then you slash through the skin, give the belly a slice, then you rub some salt in.
Cause that makes it taste nice.
Tout à l'heure, I have missed one.
Sacre bleu.
What is this? How on earth could I miss such a sweet little succulent crab?
Quel dommage, what a loss.
You belong in the sauce with some flour. I sing just the dab.
Then I stuff you with bread.
It won't hurt, you'll be dead.
And you'll surely be lucky you are. Cause it's gonna be hot. Ooh, la la la! In my big copper pot.
Tout à l'eau, mon poisson.
Au revoir!
Hilarious and delicious. That was Les Poissons from Beauty and the Beast. I'm Kate Botello. It's Kids Commute. I'm here with Lynn Church. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Kate.
Time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week, Lynn and I are driving you crazy with this question. If you know the answer, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Here's the question.
What's the musical term when a singer's voice wiggles?
Our hints. Hint number one, it could be wide like a jump rope or narrow and fast like a cat purring. Our next hint, it creates a variation in pitch, and here is our last hint for you. The word comes from the Italian term for vibrate. What is this musical term? If you know, send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a prize pack in the mail. All right, that does it for today's Kids Commute. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you, Kate.
And we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You're watching Public Radio.